弟兄姐妹朋友们，大家下午好，欢迎大家来到恩泽教会来敬拜我们的主，我们的神。 Good afternoon everyone. Welcome to Abundant Grace Chinese Church. Let's praise or worship our God together. 让我们用宣召经文来开始我们今天的主日崇拜。宣召经文诗篇第九篇一到二节，我要一心称谢耶和华，我要传扬你一切奇妙的作为，我要因你喜欢快乐至高者，我要歌颂你的名。 I will give thanks to you Lord with all my heart. I will tell all your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O the Most High. 好，请大家起立，我们用我们的歌声来赞美我们的主，我们的神。 Let me stand up. 至高真神， be exalted, O God.心思意念来寻求你，寻求你的真理。主啊，让我们用我们的诗歌来赞美你，来高举你的名。主耶稣啊，求你来赐福我们， 让我们这一生可以用我们的生命来把你的赐福、你的救恩带给这世界。我们以上祷告祈求奉我主耶稣的圣名。 O Lord, we sing praises to your holy name. We lift our eyes to see your glory. We open our hearts to receive your love. We engage our minds to understand your truth. We offer our songs to praise your holy name. O Lord,blessing us, so that we may reveal your blessing to the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 好，大家请坐。Be seated. 第二首诗歌，耶稣恩友。What a friend we have in Jesus. 这首歌有三段，第一段我们是用中文，第二段用英文，第三段我们用中文唱。好，开始。第三首诗歌《宝贵十字架》（Precious Cross）， 这首歌我们唱两遍半，第一遍中文，第二遍英文，然后副歌我们用中文一起唱。
进入光。 然后我们一起来先诵读主导文开始好，请。我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上，我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们，免我们的债如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度权柄荣耀全是你的，直到永远，阿们。Okay, let's also reading English. Okay, let's begin. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial.Deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. 读经我们也是一样，就是中文跟英文交叉读。好，今天要读的经文是马太福音16:13-16，请。耶稣来到凯撒利亚腓立比的境内，就问门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？” When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" 他们说：“有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米或先知里的一位。” They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." 耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？” But what about you? He asked.Who do you say I am? 西门彼得回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。” Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the Living God." 耶稣对他说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。” Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh or blood, but by my Father in heaven." 我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。And I will tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the Hades will not overcome it. 我要把天上的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. 当下耶稣吩咐门徒不可对人说他是基督。 Then he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah.从此耶稣才指示门徒，他必须上耶路撒冷去，受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。 From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law.That he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. 彼得就拉着他说，劝他说，主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。 Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Never, Lord, he said. This shall never happen to you. 耶稣转过身对彼得说，撒旦，退我后面去，你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，这体贴人的意思。Jesus turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns. 于是耶稣对门徒说，有人要跟随我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。Then Jesus said to his disciples, Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. 因为凡要救自己生命的必丧掉生命，凡为我丧掉生命的必得着生命。 For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever lost their life for me will find it.人若站在全世界赔上自己的性命有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？ What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul? 好，今天读经时间就到这里，下面时间交给孟牧师。
我们一同低头来祷告。 Let's bow head and pray together. 亲爱的主，我们感谢你的恩典，谢谢你的眷顾带领，更因为在你的救恩之下，主啊，今天我们众弟兄姐妹能够奉你的名在这个地方敬拜，在这个地方来侍奉。主啊，我们谢谢你的恩典。主啊，我们特别纪念在我们中间身体有病痛的弟兄姐妹，特别将杨牧师交在你自己的手，求主你怜悯眷顾医治在他的身上。我们祈求主帮助，让他能够早日的康复，并且求主眷顾他的家人。主要说是在我们教会弟兄姐妹肢体之间，或者是弟兄姐妹的朋友，主要说是身体有病痛的，有软弱的，主啊，你都知道。我们祈求主怜悯，求主医治保守，让他们能够早日的康复。为着心灵忧伤的，主啊，或者是在家庭生活在工作上面有遇到难处的，主啊，你都知道。我们求主怜悯，一一的成为我们的安慰者，成为我们的帮助者。天父，我们也感谢你的眷顾跟带领，特别为着教会的青少年或者是学生，主啊，无论在各级的学校，主啊，把他们都全然的交托仰望，求父神你一一的保守带领，主啊，让他们在学识的增长之外，主啊，更是帮助他们在信仰上，主啊，在真道上面能够持守，能够为主做见证。在这个长周末，主啊，有一些外出的弟兄姐妹也特别把他们全然的交托，求主保守带领，让他们出入都平安。我们谢谢主，让我们能够一同来到你的面前来敬拜。 Dear Lord, we thank you for leading us to come before you to worship you. Thank you for such privilege that you have saved us so that we can be called the children of God and we can come be together to worship you, praise you in your name. Father, we thank you for this time, and pray we particularly for brothers and sisters who are not well, and Father, we ask your healing touch upon them. Pray that for brothers and sisters or their friends, that they might have some trouble, difficulty or struggle, and Father, that may you be their comforter and also the problem solver. Father, we look at you because you are our helper, you are our savior, you are our Lord. So we come before your throne and we ask your mercy and we ask your grace. Father, we thank you for today. Thank you for bringing your servant, Pastor Jim, be with us. So we just pray that you will use your servant this afternoon and minister to each one of us according to our needs. Father, we come before you and we give thanks for what we are going to receive this afternoon. With all the grace, with all the teaching, all the ministry that you have for us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We will have the Pastor Jim to speak to us.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here with you today. The Bible talks about many courageous people in the Word of God. And I know that there are many brave people in this congregation today. But I am convinced that one of the bravest is standing right next to me right here. She interprets for me, Opal. Thank you. Thank you. I love singing the song, Jay, the Precious Cross. I, of course, don't understand the Chinese words, but for the 3 years that Peggy and I were in Beijing, we would join 1,000 other Chinese brothers and sisters in Haidian Church and sing that song. So Jay, when we started singing that song, it brought back precious memories of our time in China. I want to bring you up to date real quickly on ERR China. Our president, Martha Chan, sends her greetings. As you know, we have not been able to send any new teachers to China. So I am no longer a recruiter. But we do have about 6 teachers in China now teaching on the field. Two of the teachers came home during COVID and were able to go back. And another of our teachers just arrived on Saturday. She is a PhD in chemistry.
她是个化学博士。
And she received a gift from the university that said, we will pay your $5,000 air ticket. She is now in quarantine in Guangzhou, and after a week, she will fly to Tianjin. Our other teachers are here in the United States. And the university wants them to teach online. So EIR China still has about a dozen teachers that are serving Chinese students in China. Now I want to talk about Peggy and me for a minute. It is a real joy for us to be back with you. And we just returned from vacation. We celebrated our 50th anniversary on our 53rd anniversary. We had planned a cruise up in Alaska. No, Tim and Opal, you guys were there not too long ago. We planned it years ago, and we just went, got home last week. And we spent a couple of days in Denali at the national park there looking at wildlife and then got on the ship and cruised south to Vancouver and then to Seattle. We enjoyed the really nice cool temperatures in Alaska. And look what we came back to. You know, one of the beautiful things about our vacation is Peggy and I, even though we want to spend quality time together, we always pray for divine appointments that God may have for us. And there were two couples that we met at the beginning of the trip, and we were able to spend quality time with each of them throughout the trip. One of the couples from Texas are Christians, the other couple from Florida, we continue to pray for. Wonderful. Thank you, Opal. And I just want to ask God's blessing on the word again, Lord. Just use me today as your instrument. Let me faithfully teach the word of God. And God, I pray that we would all be changed as a result of engaging with your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you, Opal. Okay, let's see what we have here. I just did my introductory comments, so we can go by that slide. We're going fast. Okay. Two escapes with his disciples. Now the reason I use the word escapes is in Israel, Jesus was constantly hounded by the scribes and the Pharisees and religious leaders.
Uh, 真是穷追不舍
And I'm sure Jesus came to two different occasions where he said, we have got to get out of town so that we can just spend time together. So if you think of it, if he's going to get away from all the pressures in Israel, he had to go outside of Israel. And one of those places was Tyre and Sidon out on the Mediterranean coast. And the other one was in Caesarea Philippi up north. I know what you're all waiting for. What are you waiting for? Jim's got to show you a map, right? I want you to be serious students of God's Word, and you've got to know your geography. Bible teachers here, have your Bible students go to the maps in the back of their Bible. Alright, there's a map of Israel, and there's the Sea of Galilee. We're looking at Jesus' focal point of his Galilean ministry was in the town of Caesarea. And his first trip to the coast was out to Cana, Tyre, and Sidon. And Jesus wanted to just have a vacation, but then this woman from Cana, Canaanite woman, approached him and said, I need you to heal my daughter who is demon possessed. And that's what Jesus did, but our focal point today is up north to Caesarea Philippi. And let's go ahead and take a look at, of course, the title is Strategic Escape, and the reason I say strategic is Jesus had to have this conversation with his disciples. So here's the focal point of the ruins at Caesarea Philippi. Now, of course, you've got the temple area, the ruins of it between the two arrows. And they worship this very impressive idol, the goat god Pan. Jesus went up there because he knew that none of the Jewish religious leaders were going to go into Gentile territory. And aren't you all grateful, as I am, that we are not immersed in some kind of idolatry and stuff like worshiping the goat god? But Jesus went up there with his disciples knowing that the religious leaders would not be following him. Now, while I was there, I met this amazing woman, and her name is Peggy.
Well,
And here are three niches where the goat god Pan would have been placed in the cliff. And the arrow to the left is what's called the gates of Hades. Here's another picture of that. And what this was a limestone cliff where the rock in this area had been washed away, leaving a cavern, like a limestone cavern. And when it would rain and water would drain into that cavern, it would make a terrible sound, and the people worshiping the goat god were very fearful of that. Well, let's go ahead and take a look at our text, which of course was already read. And Jesus asked the question, who do people say that I am? Some said you're John the Baptist. Herod had his head cut off, and people thought that John the Baptist was going to come back from the dead. Others say that you're Elijah, one of the great prophets of the Old Testament, who was taken up in a whirlwind. And I suspect that God buried his body like he did with the body of Moses. Not only that, but at the end of the book of Malachi, Malachi says that Elijah is going to come before the day of the Lord. So why wouldn't they expect Elijah? But in Matthew 11, Jesus said that Elijah has already come, and he is John the Baptist. You see, Jesus tells us a little bit about interpreting some of the Old Testament prophecies, that John the Baptist came in the spirit and the power of Elijah to pave the way for the Lord. Some say you're Jeremiah or another prophet. Okay, disciples, let's go from what people are saying. I want to know what you say. Jesus asked his followers, who am I? Well, let's see what Peter had to say. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Let's divide that up as Peter did. You are the Christ, you are the Messiah. And the disciples would say, well, we kind of thought so. We've seen the miracles, we've heard your teachings, we've seen that you are sinless, nobody is accusing you of sin. You know, it makes sense that you are the Messiah. But what wasn't perfectly clear in the Old Testament was that the Messiah would also be the Son of the living God.
But 就是神的儿子。
That's why Jesus said, Peter, it's the Father who had to reveal this to you.
所以耶稣对彼得说，这个是天上父指示你的。
I'm not only the long expected Messiah, but I'm the Son of the living God.
我不但是，耶稣说，我不但是弥赛亚救世主。我还是神的儿子。
And as John would remind us in his gospel, in the beginning was the Word, and this Word was with God, the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
就像《约翰福音》里头开始说的是，神就是神的话，就是神的道，就是神，耶稣是神的儿子。
So we find that flesh and blood did not reveal this. And Jesus said in verse 18, I say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it.
在第十八节里头，耶稣就说，我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
Let's talk about a tale of two rocks.
谈一下这个两个石头这种说法。
Jesus says, "You are Peter."
耶稣说你是彼得。
Petros means little rock.
在这个彼得，这希腊文的话是小的石头。
And then he talked about this rock, Petros.
然后耶稣提到磐石，这个是。
Notice what Jesus didn't say. He didn't say, "You are Peter, and upon you I will build my church."
耶稣并没有跟彼得说，彼得，你这个小石头，我不会把我的教会建在你这个小石头上。
Some Christian traditions, as you know, would have us believe that he was talking about Peter.
有的时候在一些老古时，有一些基督徒就以为彼得就是这个。
But no, he's talking about the confession of Peter. It's this rock that you have just confessed.
可是这个说法其实是说彼得，你这个是个小石头的意思。
It's not only the rock of his confession, but we know that Jesus is the chief cornerstone of the New Covenant Temple.
可是我们知道，耶稣的意思是说，教会要建在这个磐石上，这个磐石就是，主耶稣在其他的福音书里头说到是房角石。
Did you notice one other thing?
还有另外一件事。
Whose church was he going to build?
是谁的教会他要建造呢？
Yes, you said you got it.
是的。
I will build my church, not a pastor's church, not an elder's church, his church.
可是耶稣是说，我要把我的教会，而不是长老的教会。
This is the church of Jesus Christ that's around the entire world.
耶稣基督是世界上所有教会的磐石。
Then while standing near the gates of Hades, Jesus said, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it or overcome it.
他们是站在这个阴间的这个大门洞前面，说的是我要把阴间的权柄不能够胜过它，胜过教会。
You look in both Jewish and Christian commentaries and you find the concept or the reality of Hades.
假如说你看一些解经书的话，他们会给你解释这个所有提到阴间的话有两个不同的定义。
In the Old Testament, the Hebrew word is Sheol.
在希伯来文的话，旧约的话是在讲世俗。
You read in the Psalms.
在
You read in Ecclesiastes.
在那个传道书里头，你都可以听到这个所提到。
You read in Proverbs.
在传道书里头，在
And they all say everybody goes down to Sheol. It's the abode of the dead.
很多人提到说，到阴间的话，就是在死人的上阴间去。
And when Jesus told this parable of the rich man and Lazarus, we get a glimpse of what Sheol or New Covenant Hades is like.
可是我们在这边讲到这个阴间的话，我们就知道神主耶稣让呼叫拉撒路出来的时候，是叫他从这个阴间出来。
So Sheol is the Hebrew, Hades is the Greek.They both refer to the abode of the dead. First of all, there's the righteous portion.
有两个部分，第一个是义的部分。
And the righteous portion, if we look at the rich man and Lazarus, the parable of Jesus, it's also called Abraham's bosom. It's also called paradise. Jesus said to the thief on the cross, today you'll be with me in paradise. Paradise is not heaven. Jesus wasn't going to heaven for another 43 days after his crucifixion. Peter also calls all of Hades a prison. That's why Jesus said to Peter, the gates of Hades, you think of a key with a lock, they're not going to be able to keep people in there. But there's also an unrighteous portion. As again, we look in Luke 16 in the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. And we also see that there is a gulf or a barrier that the two cannot cross. Peter says that Jesus went to preach in the spirits in prison during his time in the grave. We don't have the content of that sermon. But let me surmise. He announced to the people in the righteous compartment that the Messiah, whom you have long waited for, has just died on the cross for your sins. And that in 3 days I am going to rise again. I am the first fruits. And after that, sometime after that, you are also going to be raised. Now the resurrection is a whole different study. We won't do that today. But I want to tell you, as I read my Bible, that Hades is no more. So let's go on, verse 19, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So here's what Peter was given authority to do. He could announce, your sins are forgiven. Pastors, church leaders, missionaries, Bible teachers, you and I can do this today. But we just don't go around sprinkling water or something on people and say, your sins are forgiven. If I or Peggy are counseling with somebody and we see them genuinely repent of their sins and give their hearts to Christ, we can say, on the authority of God's word, your sins are forgiven. He had the authority to oversee church church expansion. And also to exercise church discipline. And we know from the book of Acts that Peter was the leader of the church in Jerusalem.
In 在使徒行传里头，彼得就得到权柄啊，去跟这些啊教会的人行使这个权柄。
You don't know how hard this is for Opal. I mean, I talk way too fast.
Yes, I agree. Yes.
I'm going to bring her a badge for bravery, okay? Thank you, Opal. So let's go on. Then he warned the disciples that they should tell no one that he was the Christ. Because it wasn't his time yet.For one thing, he had to wait for Passover. Because the Lamb of God was going to be slain on, or on Passover day. And at this point in Jesus' ministry, he may have had another year or possibly less till Passover. Verse 21, Jesus began to tell his disciples, let me just paraphrase it, he was going to go to Jerusalem.
They,
go ahead, Opal. He's going to die, be handed over to the religious leaders, and rise the third day. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord, this shall never happen to you. And here's where we discover Peter's spiritual need for transformation. Peter has his own agenda. He just confessed him as the Messiah and the Son of the living God. And now Peter's saying, Jesus, I got a better plan for you. And Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. You're a stumbling block to me. You're not setting your mind on God's interest, but on man's. You guys know that Jesus never called the scribes or the Pharisees Satan. But he did Peter. Because Jesus knew that this was part of the temptation that began in the wilderness, and Peter is trying to re-engage with it. Jesus, you don't need to go to the cross. We got other plans for you. Let's take a look at what we got with Peter. He was self-pleasing. He wanted to please himself. He wanted to do what he wanted to do. Verse 24, Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself, take up the cross and follow me. You need to deny your agenda if it's different than God's agenda. Scott Wesley Brown used to sing a song, Oh Lord, don't send me to Africa. He says, I hate lions and snakes, I can't go to Africa. But in the song, Scott Wesley Brown knew that if God was calling him to Africa, he wasn't going to be happy unless he went to Africa. Let God map out your agenda. I don't care how old you are or how young you are, let God determine your agenda.
希望大家不要把自己看得太年轻的太老，让神来决定你的计划。
It's a simple God. What do you want me to do with my life, even for this day? What would you have?
很简单的问题，就自我问一下，说今天主啊，你要我做什么？
Take up the cross. That's your identification with Jesus.
背起你的十字架来跟主认同。
Anybody who picked up a cross in the first century was going to die.
第一世纪的一些基督徒，他们就要背起他们十字架来受死。
You were carrying your own instrument of death.
现在，那时候是。
And Jesus wants us to die to our agenda as Peter was trying to get his agenda. And Jesus said, what if you gained the wealth of the whole world and forfeited your soul? Jesus isn't done with Peter. Let's look at his second character flaw. Chapter 18. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus saying, Who then is greatest in the kingdom? Peter was among them. And he called the child, set him before him, and said, Truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. You and I know how your little children trust their mom and dad. They want to become like their mom and dad. To humble yourself means to trust. Trust the one who is leading you.
相信信任信靠
Trust the one who has redeemed you.
相信信靠引导你的神
Whoever receives a child in my name receives me.
假如是能够心甘情愿的话，也是接受我。
Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it's better to have a heavy millstone hung around his neck and be drowned in the depth of the sea. Man, the responsibilities that we have as adults. God forbid that we would live lives that would cause our children or even our teenagers to stumble. Let's not be guilty of causing others to stumble. Peter was self-seeking. This little child, come on, Jesus, we're the guys. We're the guys that are following you. Besides, we're going to have positions of authority in the kingdom. You guys have church leaders here in this church.Those leaders, that leadership position should never have been sought. It should have been offered to you based upon your integrity and wisdom. And I believe this church is like our church in Pollock. We elders are selected in our church because they're involved in ministry. They love Jesus. They have a walk of integrity. And then they're invited to be an elder. You and I know how it goes when somebody really feels like they want to be a leader And only disaster is going to come in the wake of that. John Maxwell in his books used to say, if you think you lead and nobody's following you, you're just out taking a walk. Leadership needs to be earned, and it's earned by the quality of your walk with Christ. Well, we're not quite done with Peter yet. One more character flaw. Let's go over to chapter 26. And we'll pick it up in verse 30. They just had communion. Jesus said, this is the blood of the new covenant shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. There is so much Christian theology in the Last Supper that is incredible. So they're out at the Mount of Olives, 31. Jesus said to them, you're going to all fall away because of me tonight. In fulfillment of the prophecy, I'll strike down the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. Do you notice that? You will all fall away because Jesus says of me tonight. How many of you are weak in giving a testimony that you are a follower of Christ because it identifies you with Him? We should be proud to acknowledge ourselves as a follower of the King of Kings. Check this out in verse 32. Jesus predicts His resurrection. After I'm raised, I'll go before you to Galilee. Verse 33, Peter answered and said to him, even though everyone else falls away, I will never do it. I will never fall away because of you. Jesus said, truly I say to you, before the cock crows, you'll deny me three times. And Peter said to him, even if I have to die with you, I'll not deny you. And all the disciples said the same thing.
69,
jump ahead. Peter was sitting outside in the courtyard. A certain servant girl came to him and said, you two were with Jesus, the Galilean. He denied it before them all, saying, I don't know what you're talking about. And he had gone up to the gateway. Another servant girl said to him, "Who you were there. This man was with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied it with an oath. I did not know the man. A little later, bystanders came and said to Peter, surely you are one of them, for the way you talk gives you away. And he began to curse and swear, I did not know the man. And immediately a cock crowed.
69, 彼得又不承认，并且起誓说：“我不认得那人。”过不了多时，旁边站的人前来对彼得说：“你真是他们党，你的口音把你露出来。”彼得就
发咒起誓地说，我不认得那人，立时鸡就叫了。
And Peter remembered the word which Jesus had said, before a cock crows, you'll deny me three times. He went out and wept bitterly. Many of you here think the scriptures are a fabrication of Peter and the other apostles to try to get you to believe in Jesus.If I were one of those people, I wouldn't have recorded this part. The Gospels tell it like it is, the good, the bad, and the ugly, when it comes to the disciples. Peter's problem was he was self-confident. Having confidence is something that God wants each of us to have. But not self-confidence. We need to have confidence in God's work in and through us.
可是我们应该有相信神的话语，相信神在我们身上所做的功的这种自信。
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, not all things through you who are strengthening yourself.
希望这个圣灵真的是浇灌我们每一个人。
Self-pleasing, self-seeking,
自我
self-confident,
自负或者是太自爱或者是太自信的时候都不是。
God had some work to do in Peter. If you haven't read the text, the 20th chapter of John, Jesus restores Peter after his big failure. It took another 34 years for Peter to learn how to love and how to be a vibrant follower of Christ. I want to close this out with this final thoughts from Peter, 1 Peter chapter 2.Love this passage. Opal, I'm just going to do verse by verse and you take it after that verse. For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example to follow in his steps.He committed no sin, nor was there any deceit in his mouth. He wasn't cursing and shouting from the cross. There was no deceit. While being reviled, he did not revile in return. While suffering, he offered no threats, but he kept entrusting himself to the one who judges righteously. Now here is Christian theology at the core. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness, for by his wounds you're healed.
这一节是我们基督教信仰的核心，就是说他被挂在木头上，亲身担当我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受鞭伤，我们便得了医治。
For you were continually straying like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and the guardian of your souls. Peter could say after his big failures, Christ has given us an example that we should follow in his steps.
彼得在跌倒的时候，耶稣把这个榜样给我们看到，我们应该继续的跟随主耶稣。
He would write, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you at the proper time.
我们应该在真的是全能的主面前谦卑自己，然后时候到了会将我们提升。
I think most of you here have your theology right. Christ died for our sins. But you may believe that till the day you die. But if you've never asked him to forgive your sins, then you will step into eternity without Christ.
可是假如你没有求主赦免你的罪的话，你到永生的时候见主面的时候，他是没有办法饶恕你。
I'm just going to take a minute and pray for any of you that need to do some business with God today.
这些人还没有在主面前认罪的人啊。
God, we come before you today in Jesus' name.
主啊，我们奉主耶稣名在你面前聚集。
Let me pray on behalf of you now if you're not a believer. God, I come before you today. I've wandered far from you. And Lord, I know the theology of the Christian faith that you died for our sins. And with that, Lord, I believe that you died for my sins. So, Lord, I repent and confess of my sins. And I come before you and ask you to be my Lord and Savior. Lord, I want to follow you all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord. And Father, I want to pray for this congregation. Let them rise up and be a mighty force in this community. Bring men and women to faith in Christ through the witness of each person in this church. And Lord, I pray for the church leadership here. Pray for Pastor Daniel, Lord. That you would bless this congregation in every way. May this congregation not only grow in numbers, but may it also grow in health and vitality. For I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Opal.
现在我奉主耶稣基督的名，欢迎所有曾经接受过洗礼的弟兄姐妹，一同的来领受这圣餐。Now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, welcome brothers and sisters who have been baptized to receive this communion. 若是在我们中间你还没有受洗的话，请你今天暂时不要参与。 If you are not been baptized yet, please do not partake today. 但是我们由衷的期待，希望在不久的将来你能够与我们一同在主的圣餐上面有份。 But we sincerely hope in the near future you should be able to with us to take the Lord's Supper together. 亲爱的弟兄姐妹，现在我们若是要有份在救主耶稣所定的圣餐，要知道使徒保罗所教训的说，所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身主的血了。因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。 At First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 27 to 29. So then whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body of the blood and blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to be examined themselves before they eat of the bread and the drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves. 所以这个时候我们要先在主的面前来省察我们自己，若是有什么过错，就应当悔改，并且以信心来领受这圣餐。 So now we want to take this opportunity to examine ourselves. If we still have some transgression, we should repent and ask God forgiveness and also take the communion by faith. 我们在主的面前啊，能够安静的来默祷。若是受洗的弟兄姐妹，你还没有拿到圣餐跟饼的，请你把手举起来，我们啊招待的同工会啊递送到你的手上。Have you anyone haven't got the cup and bread yet? Please raise your hand. 好，让我们自己在主的面前安静的来祷告。Let's silence and examine ourselves in prayer.亲爱的弟兄姐妹，请你们注意听主设立圣餐的话，就是照保罗所说的，我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜拿起饼来祝谢了，就拨开说，这是我的身体为你们舍的，你们当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候当如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死只等到他再来。 So that's from the First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 23to 26. 这时候我们请余杰弟兄为饼来感恩。
天主耶稣，我们在天上的父，主我们感谢赞美你的救恩，感谢赞美你通过主耶稣所设立的这饼这杯， 说啊，要你的圣灵与我们同在，帮助我们利用这个机会来审查自己，来向主耶稣来坦明自己的罪，主啊，让我们能够充满信心的来知道，主啊，已经饶恕了我们，因着借耶稣基督的缘故，主啊，让我们在今后的生活中能够更加的信靠你，能够活出你的爱。亲爱的主耶稣，你的破碎的身体带来了医治和拯救的大爱，你的爱是永远不变的。Oh Lord God, Heavenly Father, we pray and thank you for the grace, and through your Son, Jesus Christ, you establish this supper. By your Holy Spirit, please help us use this gift to confess and forsake our sins, to confidently believe that we are forgiven through Jesus Christ. Let's grow in faith and love. Let us be good witnesses, and through your saving grace to the world, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.请李伟金弟兄为杯来感恩。
Dear Lord, thank you for sharing your precious blood to cover our sin, purifying us sinners, so we can have hope one day to reconcile.With our Father God, ultimately sacrificing your life to save ours, revealing the God Father's profound love for us sinners. Let's take this moment to search our heart and ask for forgiveness from our Lord.And remember that we refuse this blood of the new covenant. 亲爱的主，感谢你的宝血为我们遮盖我们的罪，洁净我们这些罪人，因为我们有与父神和好的机会。以付上你生命代价来拯救我们的生命，也显明了父神长不高深的爱，让我们静下心来思想我们的过犯，能够来到主的面前悔改，也让我们记住这葡萄是代表主以血面的新的约。We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
让我们大家一同以感恩的心来领受。 Let's partake with thankful heart.让我们一同低头来祷告。 Let's bow our head and pray together. 天父，我们感谢你，因为你差你的独生爱子来到这个世上， 就是为了要来拯救我们罪人。主啊，今天让我们再次透过主所设立的饼跟杯，主啊，让我们看见这些的表样的时候，主啊，帮助我们，帮助我们能够与你更加的亲近，激励我们，让我们能够爱主更深，帮助我们在日后的生活里面，主啊，能够活出更加美好的见证，让人透过我们能够看见主耶稣基督你自己。 Father, we thank you for the salvation that you have given to us. As today we have taken the bread and cup as the symbol that remind us how much, Lord, you love each one of us. May you continue strengthen and encourage each one of us so that we can live out the Christian life daily in our family, in our community, that we can bring the glory back to you, and that even more people can see Jesus through our daily life. Thank you, Lord. Help us to close with you even more, to love you even deeper day by day. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
新的时间，有没有第一次来到我们中间的新朋友？没有的话，行，我们是感恩代祷。本季主题经文，有了我的命令有遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且向他显现。约翰福音14章21节。请继续为美国回归上帝的正道上祷告，请大家继续为全球疫情祷告，祈求圣灵带领众人认罪悔改，求神怜悯医治之地。感谢神的保守，孟牧师和师母顺利搬迁，平安抵达，已经在我们中间。若有任何感恩和代祷事项，请与孟牧师联系。报告有个特殊报告，就是在教会大事录，就是在这个单章的后面，是10月1号，恩泽教会在 Bills Point State Park 举行教会野餐会，地址是 Bills Point Granite Bay 95746，请大家预留时间并邀请朋友参加。第二个就是也是一个特殊报告，是2022年10月8号，恩泽教会将在本教会大堂举行特别聚会，邀请心理学博士谢刚女士举行3堂讲座，题目为学习养育子女的智慧，请大家预留时间并邀请朋友参加。今天崇拜结束后有成人主日学，学习的材料仍然是巴克的认识神，请大家参加。请大家继续为 Tim 梁一家祷告，求神怜悯保守 Tim 梁牧师早日康复，带领他一家渡过难关。愿神纪念弟兄姐妹们的爱心奉献，前两个主日受到的爱心奉献总数是7360元，教会已将此总金额寄给 Tim 梁牧师。为了节约自然资源，充分利用现有科技，就是会决定用微信发送主日周报，但是教会仍然会打印部分周报分发给需要单张的需要周报的会众和新来的朋友。下面唱三一颂。
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love our Heavenly Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. 但愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠，天父上帝的慈爱，圣灵的感动引导，常与你们众人同在，从今日直到永永远远。 Amen。 请坐，默祷散会。 Please be seated and silence and dismiss.